Hey, do you mind actually cleaning your stuff up in the kitchen? Hello, what's got you so miserable? Bad day at work or something? Oh, boo-hoo. I had 3 different customers at work start flirting with me and 2 claiming I got their order wrong. I just want to fucking smite them and watch their souls burn in hell. So, don't talk to me about... Oh, what? Your mother died. I'm sorry, No, really, I'm sorry. I know I'm not the nicest person to deal with. That's something my parents told me when they sent me here. They said I needed to stop being such a spoiled brat. I'm really sorry. Here. Let me make you some hot chocolate. I'm sure your mother's in a better place now, really. I mean, heaven's really good. Or so I hear. Honestly, I really am sorry. Not just about your mother, but about everything. You advertised for a roommate, and that's how we met. Since then... You've been nothing but nice to me, and I've been such, well, a bitch. Honestly, you're the only person I really consider a friend. I trust you, and you're actually nice to me. I mean, I didn't really have many friends growing up before I came here. I lived quite a sheltered existence. My parents are very protective of me, so I didn't get out much. Of course, there was everything at home I could possibly want. We're kind of rich, like, richer than your wildest dreams. Don't look so shocked, it's true. I know we don't talk much, but my father told me I wasn't supposed to let anyone know where I'm from. He's kind of, well, demanding in that type of way. Not the sort of person you want to go against. But like I said, I grew up in a very large home, full of servants at my beck and call. I've never really had a friend, just servants calling me mom and stuff, and my parents. That's why I'm here. Like I said, my parents thought I was a spoiled brat, so they sent me here. They said I should learn how ordinary people live, learn how to appreciate people. They told me to get an ordinary job and live. They're paying my rent, and that's it. Everything else is on me. You know the rest. 3 months later, here we are, 2 people living together, barely knowing anything about each other. Enough for me to be so insensitive when your mother dies. I know it's the kind of thing mortals, it's the kind of thing people find hard to deal with. So, I'm sorry again. Please, if I'm ever a bitch to you in future, tell me. Listen, can I ask you something? Are you religious? I mean, if it's not too personal. Not really. I understand. A lot of people here don't seem to be. It's just kind of strange for me, since where I'm from, everyone is religious. True believers in God. Kind of funny to see so many people convinced that there's nothing out there. Do you mind if I ask you another question? I hope it's not too personal, but do you have a girlfriend? No, I thought not. But you are into girls, aren't you? Oh, good. No, I just mean... Why haven't you tried anything with me yet? I mean, I've heard that mortals were obsessed with sex, trying to get it at every opportunity. But you've not so much as tried to hold my hand. You didn't think I would be interested in you. Well, you're no archangel. But you're still reasonably attractive and... such a nice guy. Anyway, your mother. I know you're sad at her death, but you really shouldn't be. She's almost certainly having an amazing time in heaven right now. I mean, there is a small chance she went to hell, but she's probably in heaven. Sorry, I shouldn't have mentioned hell. Sorry, I know, I'm terrible at cheering you up. I don't know how to be an ordinary person. I know. Do you want me to cook you something? Or we could watch TV together? I don't know, you're really nice, and I don't want to see you unhappy. I'm sure your mother's in heaven. I've never met her, but she must be a very good person if she was able to raise you into such a wonderful person. You don't think I seem like a very religious person? I mean, true, I don't pray or go to a temple, but I do believe in God. God is definitely real. What religion am I? What do you mean? I'm not a religion. I'm a person. What religion do I believe in? I don't understand. I believe in God. Which God? The actual one? The one who rules on high above everything? There's only one God. Wait. What you mean to tell me there are different religions on this planet worshipping false gods? But that's blasphemy. There's only one God, and let me tell you, he does not take kindly to anyone else being worshipped. Your mother didn't worship one of these false deities, didn't she? What am I talking about? Shit. Sorry, I just forget everything I said, but please, if you ever feel the need to get religious, come to me, I'll show you how to worship the correct way. I'm not being weird and evasive. What do you mean? Whatever. Let's order pizza, shall we? It'll help cheer you up. Look, can you just drop it, okay? I'm really not supposed to talk about it. I could get in deep, deep trouble. But I guess I trust you. Alright, I'm gonna tell you something that no one else on Earth knows, and you have to promise, I mean completely and unbreakably swear, that you won't tell a single other person I mean it. Alright. I'll tell you. So I said I came from somewhere far away, that I grew up in a big house full of servants, and there's true, I did, but where I came from is a lot further away than what you're probably imagining. In fact, it's not even on this planet of existence. You see, I come from heaven. Yes, really. No, I'm not an angel. Those bitches wish they were me. No, I'm God's daughter, like my dad is God. The actual God, not the false idols. The actual omnipotent ruler of all of reality is my father. I knew you wouldn't believe me. Alright, how do I prove it? I know, let me just go get that big knife, alright? So, I'm God's daughter, which has lots of perks. I'm immortal, and as well as not aging, I'm immune to all injuries. So what happens if I stab myself? Well, let's see. No, calm down, I'm fine. Look, the knife just goes right through me. It ripped my shirt a little, but look, my skin is unblemished. I can even swipe it through my arm. Look, I'm a spirit. Oh, shit. Now you're really freaking out. Shh, calm down. Look, see, I'm a real person. Touch my arm. See? So do you believe I'm God's daughter now? Good. But please just calm down. I promise I'll explain everything, but I need you to relax, okay? Good. Now, then what? No, God isn't watching us right now, at least I assume not. I made him promise not to spy on me. No, God doesn't see everything that's a myth he likes to put about. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's omnipotent. There's literally nothing he can't do. But as for omniscient, well, he can see everything if he wants to, but generally he doesn't bother. Truth be told, he actually doesn't do a lot of the day-to-day running of the universe himself. He has a staff that handle a lot of that for him. Don't tell anyone, though. So I suppose you're wondering why God has a daughter. I'm not too well known. Dad likes to keep things mostly centered around him. There are a few statues and things on some planets dedicated to my mother and I, but most people haven't heard of us. No, I'm not a goddess. Not in the sense you're thinking of, anyway. I and my mother have no divine power. Plenty of political power, though. We're basically queen and princess of the universe. After all, my mother was once a mortal on a planet far from here. Don't look at me like that. Of course there's life on other planets, and yes, that includes humans. Your species is one of Dad's favorites, so he put you in many parts of the universe. Anyway, like I said, my mother was once a mortal. I won't go into details, but long story short, many eons ago, my mother met God, and they married. Then about 12,000 of your years ago, give or take a few, they had me. What? You thought I was really as young as I look? Well, I'm young by heavenly standards, but trust me, I really am that old. My parents both thought that I was turning into a spoiled brat, though, so they sent me here to learn how not to be such a bitch. Guess it's not worked yet. No, I am. I mean, millennia of getting whatever I want has clearly taken its toll. Oh, your mother. Yes, well, it seems like a few details about God have gotten distorted in your culture, but yes, heaven is real, and hell, and yeah, they're just as wonderful and terrible as you've heard. I don't know where your mother's gone, though. Talk to her? I'm not sure I can do that. I'd have to ask my father. He might be annoyed at me for telling you all this. I might be able to put a good word in for her, though. I feel like he'd make sure she's going to heaven if I asked him to. He listens to me mostly. Listen, if you need anyone to comfort you, I'm here. Let me just give you a hug. There, see? Whoa, no need to get all tense. Let me just cuddle up to you. Come on, relax. Sorry, and I'm making you uncomfortable. Oh, you're worried about Dottie seeing you touching me like this? Don't worry, I promise nothing will happen. Just relax. Here, I'll put your arm around me. Oh, what's the matter? Oh, your hand's resting near my ass. Don't worry, it's fine. Truth be told, you're the first man I've had this close to me. Being the princess of the whole universe makes it hard to date. My father's very protective of me. I trust you, though. You've been really nice to me, and I want to help you relax. Take your mind off your mother. Let me just adjust myself a little. And oh, your penis. It's engorged. No, don't worry, it's fine. It's just, well, like I said, I've never been this close to Amand or his penis. It is... Is it uncomfortable in there, all trapped? I mean, you can take it out if you want. In fact, if you want, we can both get naked. I don't mean have sex. I just mean that being naked together could help us both relax, to feel at ease. And besides, how often do you get to see a divine being naked? That's the spirit. Come on, let's head to my room. There we go. Now then, just take your clothes off. Don't be nervous. You're just as Daddy made you. There, you've even got such a nice body. And that penis, it's sticking up. I'm flattered. Here, get in my bed. Make yourself at home. You look like you're enjoying that. Comfy, it's my bed from home. So I guess it's pretty good, better than any earthly bed. Alright, now me, let me just slip off my top. And my bra, there we go. My boobs are free. You like them? They're all big and booby, jiggling as little as I move. I hope you realize how lucky you are, getting to see my holy boobs like this. Countless angels have dreamt of them, but you get to see them in all their divine glory. Alright, now the rest. Let me just pull down my jeans and my underwear there. I'm totally naked. Now you're definitely lucky, looking at my perfect body. You didn't expect anything less from God's daughter, did you? I am the child of divine perfection and mortal form. meaning my body is divine perfection given physical form. Let me just climb into bed with you. Oh, you shuddered. Not used to having a divine being cuddle up to you, huh? Here, let me adjust myself. Your cock is rubbing against me. That feels nice. Alright, now put your hands on my ass. Don't worry, it's fine. I'm completely comfortable around you. You can even rub it if you like. Play with it, get to know it. That's it. Oh, I can feel your cock getting even harder. Twitching, leaking fluid. Oh, it wants to do something, and I think we should let it. I mean, what? Well, yes, it's true. My father does prefer sex to be within wedlock only, but he's not here right now, and if he gets mad, I'll talk to him. I can calm him down. Don't worry. No harm will come to you. In fact, you might find the experience to be quite pleasurable. You're nervous, I get that. You don't want to deflower me, so can we kiss at least? Kissing and cuddling, perfectly innocent, but it's a nice form of stress relief. So, can we kiss? Thank you. That's it. That's nice. Oh, you've got a nice body. Hey, so, can I play with your penis a little? You know, a hand job. I've practiced a few times before in private. Not on penises, of course, but I think I probably have the basic technique down. Plus, I've been watching a few things I've found on the internet. They were informative. So I think I know what I'm doing, so can I try? Thank you, thank you. I promise I'll be gentle. Let me just... Ooh, it twitched as I grabbed it. I think it means that he likes me. So, up and down. Up and down. Is that good? Uh-huh. I can tell. That face you're pulling is... Listen, could you do me a favor? Could you maybe not moan, you know, that? I know it's common among mortals, but well, how would you like it if I started moaning your dad's name during sex? Thanks. So back to the hand job. Up and down, rub the tip. Okay, here I... Oh, that made you jolt a bit. Like that, huh? Listen, would you mind if I sucked it a little? Is it just that I've seen it done in quite a few videos and it always looked really fun, so would you mind? Thank you so much. Okay, so I guess I move down like this. You're moaning. I like hearing you moan. You're cute when you moan. Moan for me. Gonna climax soon. Give me your seed. Give me your... Oh, that was forceful than I expected, and so much of it. Is that much normal? Sorry, you must think I'm some dumb bitch who doesn't even know how to suck a man's penis properly. I thank you, that's sweet. So do you want to get pizza now or lay down? What, for? Oh, you mean you want to... Oh, wow, okay, so what do? Just lay back and let you get on with it? I guess... Fuck. That's... You've got some experience, don't you? Don't try to hide it, I'm definitely not your first, am I? That's right there. More. fucking closed. Fuck. I think I'm gonna... Wow. That was... Okay. I'm really starting to see premarital sex as a sin. Because he hates fun. That's the only explanation I can think of. So, do you want to snuggle a bit now, or are you ready to deflower me? It's entirely up to you. I promise, though, nothing bad will happen. Even if Dad finds out, which he probably won't, all I have to do is pull some puppy dog eyes and get him to calm down. So, do you want to do it? Yay. Alright, you're definitely going to have to take the lead on this one. So, I'm just gonna lay back here. You, recharged yet? Looks like you are, so go for it, I guess, whenever you're ready. You're all the way in. God. Just hold it there a moment. Let me feel it. Do I feel good? You feel good? I feel full. Full of... Well, you. It's a good feeling, though. I like it. So I guess this is the part where you start thrusting. Oh, yeah. That's good. Okay. You definitely have plenty of experience. Oh, I hope I get to be as talented as you. Fuck. 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 That's so... Oh, fuck right there. Shit. Oh, fuck. I've never felt anything like it. Oh, my God. This is definitely a feeling I've never experienced. Are you close? I am. God. My God. Please. Please come with me. Come inside me. I want all your seed planted inside. Going. Fuck, I think I'm close. Wanna kiss me? Oh, that was well. I was going to say out of this world, but I suppose when you're with me, it kind of is. So, does this, I know we've known each other a while now, and normally when people, I guess what I'm saying is, are we boyfriend and girlfriend now? Well, yeah, I do kind of want to be if you do. Please don't feel like I'm forcing you, but I like you. You're one of the only people who's just ever been nice to me for me and not just because of my dad. And I want to spend more time with you. Yes? Thank you. Okay, but I definitely think it's time we get some food. I'm starving.